Sponsors for this weekend's men's Final Four in Dallas include a major phone company that keeps things simple, a candy manufacturer that makes chocolate that once lured an alien, and a prominent hydration drink. Sponsors for the men's Final Four do not include the maker of a 12-ounce ceramic mug covered in drawings of cats. Therein lies the crux of sports writer Jason Gay's column in the Wall Street Journal this week. Jason, welcome back to Only a Game.
Bill, happy to be here. And, you know, I know you've had a lot of serious reporters on this program over the years, but I just assume this has to be the most hard-hitting piece of sports journalism you've ever had.
It's among them, absolutely, as they say. The cat mug in question,
yes,
accompanied you to the East Regional Final at Madison Square Garden last Sunday.
Yes.
Why was the cat mug chosen for this important mission?
Always the answer is, why not a cat mug, Bill? But the reason I wanted to do it was, as someone who had covered several NCAA tournaments over the years, had gotten the experience of the cup police at the NCAA tournament. They make a big point of it. There are signs leading into the arena that say, NCAA cups only. There are cups there for your taking if you make the mistake of bringing in an outside cup. Mm. Basically, this is a policy that you see at other kinds of events, but it's just so strictly enforced at the NCAA. I just found it comical, and I wanted to push it a little bit. Therefore, I brought in the cat mug.
You did not take along the cat mug and tweet out a couple of pictures of it by accident, as you have suggested, or because you didn't know that outside cups were banned by the NCAA.
We're going to be 100% on the level here. This was a cat mug provocation inflicted by myself, and I got what I was looking for.
What you were looking for, eventually your mug was confiscated by an NCAA staffer who I'm sure did not smile. Was he at all embarrassed to be asking you to turn over your piece of illicit crockery?
Bill, this happened with about 4 minutes to go, and it has occurred to me that had they just let it go, we wouldn't be sitting here talking. I mean, this just would have been a non-story. I wouldn't have gotten anything out of it. But with about 4 minutes to go, and this was a great game, let's not forget, UConn and Michigan State, this individual came over and made a joke about taking the cup and mailing it to me, and I thought we were just having a laugh about it, but then it became relatively clear that the cup was being asked for. We look around and we see the incredible compensation for conferences and coaches, and at the same time, the strict enforcement of the smallest kinds of rules against college athletes. And I wanted to, in a very small way, call attention to what I feel is sort of a strange kind of selective enforcement of the NCAA.
As journalists covering these sorts of events, we are, of course, bound by whatever rules the team or the league or the NCAA decides to enforce.
Absolutely.
Did you consider at all refusing to hand over the mug?
You know what? I wish I was a stronger, bolder man, Bill. I really do. But I just wasn't capable of it. I chickened out. I just chickened out, Bill. You know, it occurred to me, and it's important to note here that the Wall Street Journal does not just cover sports through the prism of cat mugs, that there are a great many terrific reporters, many of whom have been in your program, who cover collegiate sport in a very aggressive and thoughtful way. And I wasn't about to, like, impugn their work by getting caught up in the big cat mug controversy of 2014. You know, I didn't want them to lose their ability to cover the sport. So, yeah, I chickened out, Bill. What do you want from me?
And you did ultimately get the confiscated cat mug back, right?
Yeah. The Smithsonian is yet to ask for it, Bill.
No, it's not going to be the Smithsonian, Jason. It's going to be the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Springfield. Oh,
yeah.
That would be an incredible honor. Nothing would be better. I could be right there next to the peach basket, Bill.
Absolutely. Jason Gay writes about sports for the Wall Street Journal. You can find a link to his article about the cat mug at our website, onlyagame.org. Jason, thank you very much for joining
us. Bill, and I'll see you at the Pulitzer ceremony next year, okay?
Absolutely. Now, look, one last thing. I assume you own a cat. And if so, does your cat have a Jason mug or perhaps a bowl or maybe a Jason litter box?
How meta do you think I am, Bill? Come on. There are limits to this absurdity, Bill.
Radio is a hot medium, which means listening helps you use your imagination. Mugs are made to hold hot drinks, so why wouldn't you go to onlyagame.org and check out the totally hot picture of Jason Gay's cat mug that was confiscated by the NCAA? Please go to our website, onlyagame.org. To see Lauren Ober's photos of Granny Luge, visit our Facebook page. We've got a new address, facebook.com/onlyagamenpr. If you've already liked us on Facebook, you'll still get our posts. But if you haven't yet, check out facebook.com/onlyagamenpr. That's our new Twitter handle, too, by the way.